Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
Carafano sucking up to Annie Fry. I can hear it bleeding through. 345, 97.1 FM Talk. Huge, huge settlement deal. $790 million in the Rams lawsuit. Frank Cusumano is with us this afternoon. I see a lot of fans still not satisfied with this, Frank.
Yeah, I guess because the billion-dollar number was floated out there so often over the last few months, I think many St. Louisans were disappointed today when they actually heard the news. It was just $790 million. But, Mark, I think here's all you need to know. The St. Louis legal team basically did not want to put their fate in the hands of 12 strangers. So the settlement was reached, and on the positive side, it is a tacit admission that the NFL screwed up and St. Louis is vindicated. And it's while we're still alive, too, and the city could end up being a trend center and a trendsetter in many of these types of cases moving forward in professional sports.
Yeah, it's you know, even though some people are left unsatisfied, it is not to be underestimated how big of a deal this is. And obviously, Kroenke wants to put it behind him. One of the questions, I think, $790 million. Where does the money go? Rainford's going to come on, Frank, in the next hour, talk about this just a little bit. There's going to be people with ideas. The lawyers get a huge cut of this, though, first and foremost, don't they?
Yeah, here's I've done some math with some of the people involved. Basically, $132 million to the city, $132 million to the county, and then the Regional Convention and Sports Complex Authority would get about $464 million, and then there's the lawyer's cut. So you could argue, can you do a whole lot with $132 million in the city? I guess that's a little more than a tenth of their budget. It's got to help.
Goodness. You would think. Yeah. But let's talk about, you know, I think when Jeff comes on, he might make the case for using this money to upgrade the convention center and the dome for whatever we might use it for in the future. Is that going to be one of the priorities, do you assume?
Well, it's got to be. In fact, when you think about, you know, bringing St. Louis to the next level, improving that convention center, it's got to be at the top of your list because it can generate so much money, too.
Was it a mistake? You know, one of the things, and you and I have talked about this, there was a little danger there, I think, with the B word out there because then people get their expectations set up. But we had this notion, and I never bought into it. You were very cautious with it, although, again, there was a little bit of a crack in the door open just because of the amount of money that we were talking about, and that was the possibility of an expansion franchise because people jumped on that real quick in this, and it didn't ever seem to really be realistic.
Well, I'm glad you brought that up because I did speak to a person in the National Football League directly involved with a team, and I asked him about this, and he could not have been more definitive. Never, ever, ever was that possibility discussed. You know, all of a sudden, a 33-team league instead of a 32-team league, what would it mean in terms of revenue, how complex it would be with trying to find an owner and trying to find a stadium? He said it was never a possibility, even though there were prominent national media members and legal analysts who tried to put two and two together and say, hey, I think they may throw you a team.
You know, the part I think that outside of whatever the dollar award is, this is a victory in the sense that it exposed all this nonsense that went on, the lies, the malfeasance, if you will. But in the end, you know, it was interesting a couple of days ago, and I put this on my Twitter site because the LA Times, I go there every day. They had not covered this story as relentlessly as those people here in St. Louis, but they did do a big cover story and a front page website story the other day on this. But do you think the rest of the country is going to pay attention to this in the sense that they'll have this exposure about what Goodell and the NFL did to St. Louis?
Oh, I think so, because it's so historical. You know, look, the figure $790 million may not, like, be the billion we wanted, but I don't think it's ever happened in sports where a league's got to pay a city $790 million for leaving that.
Right.
City.
So, no, I agree.
Yeah, I think it's a trendsetter. And look, the Oakland A's are thinking about moving in And I think the city of Oakland should, like, find out, how did Bob Blitz do this? And, Mark, I would be remiss if I didn't bring this up. There's no $790 million figure unless Dave Peacock in 2013 tried to build this stadium. I mean, that's a hell of a return on your investment when you think about it. They spent about $18 million there, and they're going to get $790 million back. That's pretty good.
But your point is, look, if we hadn't, and I thought some of that was a little, you know, we put the cart in front of the horse, if you will, but...
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL Draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
If that had not happened, then you don't have a case, probably, right?
Yes. And, Mark, it was politicians. Everybody was working against Peacock. And he said, you know, we got a case here. We got to do this. And so I applaud him. And Jeff Rainford was really great at it, too. And so was, like, Jim Woodcock. A lot of St. Louisans, you know, were pushing Dave Peacock along here. So they deserve some credit here today with the settlement.
Yeah, Jeff's going to join us in the next hour after Sooz News. He would have been a witness in this case if it would have went to trial. I think a lot of people were rooting for that because it would have been fascinating, but that's exactly why there was a settlement. The NFL did not want that. Stan Kroenke did not want that. The other owners probably did not want that.
Oh, they did not want any of that. That's one of the key moments in this whole situation.
All right, Frank. Well, thanks for the update here this afternoon. We got a couple other angles that we're going to cover throughout the day. As I mentioned, Jeff's coming up. But you have a great Thanksgiving. I appreciate it.
Thank you, sir. Take care.
That's a big deal. I kind of knew, though, that this whole – I think people were led astray. Bernie had a pretty good column on this earlier today, Miklas, about how, you know, you did have a situation where there were some folks in sports talk radio, for example, that sort of ginned this whole idea up of the expansion process. So – I see a lot of friends reacting in a negative way to this.
Really?
Yeah, I've seen some Facebook chatter, this isn't enough, because people wanted that $1 billion, right?
Oh, I see.
So maybe it's less than that. So Miklas says, look, St. Louis won, and he's sort of kind of kicking back at the reaction on social media that it was, he even says, the news was received with confusion, disappointment, and disgust. That doesn't apply to everyone, and social media overreactions can be misleading, which is true. But his position is St. Louis won. St. Louis got the NFL to pay up. It's not a complete victory in the legal sense. That was possible only if it goes to trial, but that's why it's not going to trial, right?
Yep.
But he argues this serves as vindication. We were able to discover piles of NFL dirt hidden behind the dishonest process and embarrassed by the league by bringing it out in the open, which is a good thing. They caught Roger Goodell and his cronies and accomplices in brazen lies. I still wonder if... do they even care? All right. In this money, it's a lot of money for St. Louis. It's a big settlement. Mm-hmm. But this is like monopoly money to some of these guys. It really is. I'd like to assume that this is going to put the hurt on them in some way, shape, or form. But will it?
Gosh, that seems like a lot, even for somebody with that kind of money, right?
St. Louis made Rams owner Kroenke squirm in fear of absorbing an unexpectedly heavy hit to his finances. St. Louis was the driving force that caused Kroenke to turn on his fellow owners as he tried to weasel his way out of a contractual agreement to indemnify the owners from financial repercussions stemming from the lawsuit. St. Louis was the lightning rod, Bernie wrote, that left owners furious at Kroenke, which in turn led Kroenke to go after his 31 partners by threatening to settle with St. Louis by himself, leaving the owners holding the bag on the largest share of any damage award. And the attorneys found the truth in the darkened NFL back rooms and brought that truth to light. And because of this dispute, the NFL has already amended its relocation guidelines. Perhaps that will help another city avoiding having its team swiped under false pretenses. That would be the only hope, because we would be the example of, you know, how you get completely screwed by the NFL.
Yeah. And if it can prevent that from other, but if they had to change their, you know, their whole philosophy, what am I trying to say, policy about it, that's great. But I don't think we would have ever come to that had that not been released, that somebody got ears into that meeting.
My position was always that, and it was very simplified, I felt from the beginning, you know, he mentioned Dave Peacock. Dave Peacock came in, and I flat out made this offer. I said, look, if you bring an NFL team to St. Louis, I will shave my head. Because
and that didn't do it?
Well, because there was no risk. I mean, when a billionaire wants to do what a billionaire wants to do, and he's got other billionaires, it's just going to happen. But one of the things I thought was interesting, because, look, this was all cheered on, right? Because Kroenke's funding, this is what Mikla said. He said he's funding this new stadium. He spent $5 billion after cost overruns. It was the league's only shot to solve the L.A. problem. When a status-seeking rube wants to build you a stadium in a town that would never spend public money to raise a stadium, well, the league had to make it happen. That's sort of my point. He did it more eloquently. It was a once-in-a-lifetime opportunity, and if it meant burning St. Louis, so be it. I think that's exactly what happened here. I mean, they probably thought there was always a risk of this. Did they think a lawsuit like this would be successful? Eventually, probably not. But the lawyers are to be credited here, because I remember when this first came out, I even thought, you know what? They may have a case here because of the facts.
Sure.
Every once in a while, the facts actually play out and you win. And that's what happened here. So, and you know, to Frank's point, and I'm sure Jeff's going to make this point as well, that, man, you just don't know what a jury's going to do in a situation like that. So you take the money and run. It's a victory.
Get more at 971talk.com. Baseball is back. Basketball is heating up. And the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.